Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. It has been a while since I've been on the air, but I thought I wanted to make sure that you got a bit of the positive news month out on the floor here, because July, believe it or not, was positive news month. Just kind of like passed it by this year because there was so much other stuff going on. It was kind of hard to put a focus on it this year. I will say, though, that as a result of focusing on school, it looks like I have another successful semester and can be moving forward. I have the class I was most worried about seems to be in good shape for passing and then some. The class, I still have 80% of the homework due. That'll be due on Monday. So that's going to be kind of interesting on that one as well. So we just never know how things are going to come out on that one. But, so I welcome you to Purpose Talk Radio. I've been talking about changing that, so it's still Positive News Radio as well as Purpose Talk Radio. And loving it. You know, what we do here is bring you information about living your purpose. We also bring you information about things that are positive. You know, sometimes it's people that have come through adversity and turned around and made a success out of what they were experiencing. Sometimes it's just being in the moment and experiencing what you have with that. And other times it's just, it's looking for the positive things to be able to get through that stuff that's going on in your life. You know, there's a variety of things that do that and sort that out. And so that's kind of what we're talking about today. So we come to you mostly on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K. And we just chat sometimes with guests. So if you want to be a guest on the show, if you'd like to advertise on the show, if you want to offer suggestions, you can give me a call, or you can send me an email, rather, to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you'd like to participate in this show, you can do so in several ways. One is to, if you are on the Blog Talk Radio network, scroll down to the bottom. You can go into the chat box there. And that will allow you to join us. Anytime you come in, you will only get the information that was on there after that particular, whatever time you come in. And it disappears after the show is over. So whatever you have to discuss with us, you know, is gone then. So instead, if you'd like to carry on conversations, whatever, afterwards, come over to, and you're on Facebook, come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the group on Facebook. Now, I'm going to have to take a look at some of that stuff because Facebook's making some changes here in the next few days. I have to make sure that everything is kosher and up to speed with that. But I believe we can still post those shows there and have discussion about the show. The information that is posted on there is only about our shows or past guests. Or people that are of particular interest, that are connected to this show in some way. Other posts will be removed because of Facebook's ruling on that coming up, just to let you know on that. If you've not been a guest, you know, ask me for permission before that stuff goes up, and we'll take a look at it and see where it might be best suited to share with our guests, our listeners. The other way you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you're overseas, you can join us via Skype, which on the Blog Talk Radio page, the Skype button is right next to the phone number, so you can join us there. So I think that's all the wonderful ways you can do it. The song you heard is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself, they have a website at truetrinity.com, T-R-U-E-T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.com, if you're interested in purchasing that song. A little later, I will share with you the positive news song, too. We've got one of those. And we will come back with some of that information for you. So I want to talk about positive news and why, where it came from, what it's about, why it's so important to me and seems to be important for a lot of people, actually, these days. You know, there's so much negativity going on in the world, unfortunately, that, you know, people are looking for something okay, I just got a note that they're experiencing issue with the host line and guest call-in functions, and the engineers are working on it. So I'm not even sure if I'm on the air. I hope someone will let me know if this is actually being broadcast at the moment. Or am I talking to dead air? So you may or may not be able to call in today. So we can give it a try. And if it doesn't work, okay, good, we are on the air. If it doesn't work, then, you know, come into the chat room. But I think if I was able to call in, maybe you can too. So maybe this is an old message, because a lot of times they are not in the office. Blog Talk Radio is not in the office on Fridays. So them responding, they may have just not taken that message down. So anyway. So thank you for letting me know that it is being broadcast right now. Anyway, so the thing is, I started my first career in journalism, and it was a great experience. It was something that I wanted to be a writer. Honestly, I did not necessarily plan on journalism as being the career. But at that point, it was like there were two choices: authors, public relations people, or journalists. Those were the three writing groups back in the 70s and 80s as I was looking at this stuff. And authors didn't and still don't make a lot of money on their stuff. So that was kind of, it couldn't exactly be a career, and I didn't know what I would write about it. And so I said, okay, that one's out. Public relations, I didn't want to have to promote someone who I may or may not have agreed with. So I did take minor in business so that I could do that. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, that would be good. If I find companies I worked, I'd be interested in working with, maybe I would go with that. And that would be a good option, because there was lots of money for that. That I knew. You know, people were always promoting things, and businesses would always want someone to write about their material. their products, their services. So that, and with a business minor, that was a great possibility. But somehow, again, that just didn't feel right. So journalism was the next option. And, you know, I learned very quickly to write about. You know, I didn't want to tell people the budget was going to increase their taxes another 3% each year, even though that was going to be that had to be reported. I wasn't going to tell people that, you know, there was a traffic accident on the corner and, you know, people were rushed to the hospital, although that's important. I didn't want to tell them that there were bombings and there were fights and there were things that got people thrown in jail. Although, again, those had to be reported. So I took on the role of a feature reporter. And I got to cover more kind of stuff that I wanted to, that I enjoyed. I got to do movie reviews and restaurant reviews and, you know, rate the restaurants with the number of forks that we were giving them. And what do we do with movies? I don't think we gave them little icons. I think we just reviewed them. And concerts and those kind of cool things as they came onto the college campus. And I got to do a little bit even in high school. And then the personality profiles and talk to the teachers who were retiring and ask them, you know, what's the best thing they learned in their teaching career and what's the best thing they can pass on to a new teacher and those kinds of things. And I loved that part. I loved the one-on-one interviews. Even things that like, you know, there were people, there was one story I did in my career that went on to be nominated for an award, and I don't know whatever, we didn't quite get to it on it. There was a guy who owned a trailer park in one of the communities, and I'm not going to identify him because I'm not sure what's happened in all these years on it. And, you know, he just was not treating the people of the park well enough. There were some issues with the water and whether it should be city water or whether it should be their, you know, the park's water and how they were going to go about all that and doing some change. And I don't remember all the details on it, you know. But the thing is, by the time I got done with the story, which was a couple of different parts, what I recall most about it is that this landlord, basically, you know, really did care about his tenants. There were just some things that had to be, some decisions that had to be made that really were in the best interest of the business. And connection with the business and the city, or, you know, if they didn't happen that way, you know, the city would make it really hard for that person to continue operating a business. And there were lots of tenants that would then be affected by it. You know, so I was able to kind of turn around some of those things that were considered pretty bad for some people and say, look, you know, there really is some good stuff going on here. And this is why, you know, he's trying to do what he can at this point. We got him to see some of the issues that were concerns by the tenants. That, you know, he says he wasn't aware of. You know, I don't know about that. But it was good to have that communication and to feel like there was a real dialogue. And those were the kinds of things I loved as a journalist. I was recently asked, do I miss it? Do I miss being that reporter that would run out and cover something? You know, do I miss the adrenaline rush when I got to, you know, unfortunately a house fire and had to find something that would give somebody some hope here? You know, did I miss those meetings and then having to call in right after that what was happening when I was on the daily newspapers? So, yeah, I do miss some of that. And now I've got a different kind of adrenaline rush with my career of going into counseling. I had a different kind of adrenaline rush when I was looking at interpreting. You know, and it's all, in all of it, for me, the main theme through all of it is helping to make other people's lives just a little bit better. Helping them to have something better, whatever that might be. You know, with the interpreting, it was a communication. It was allowing them to enjoy a concert or a speech or whatever that they might not have been able to enjoy otherwise, you know, just because they couldn't hear it. Now it's, you know, the ultimate, the rehab counseling is to help someone get a job that they want in spite of other people saying, you can't do that. And finding ways that, you know, maybe with a modification of the job or or a different time for it. The people can succeed. That they are able to do what others, here's the catch, what others say they can't. And just in counseling, when somebody's going through a hard time, helping them get through that. Have somebody to talk it through with and to understand within themselves what other things can be accomplished. Do I miss the journalism? Sure. Do I miss what it's turned into? Not really. Because to me, a lot more over the years, basic journalism has turned into more of, you know, we were taught this, but it became more of if it bleeds, it leads. You know, those kinds of stories have to be above, quote unquote, above the fold. So if it's folded in half, the main story has to be started above that fold. If there's two of them, you start them both somehow above the fold, and you jump them into the newspaper so that people go into and read inside. You know, there were rules like that. And now with electronic newspapers, it's not quite the same anymore. But your top story is still your top story. And usually it's, you know, it's news. It's not feature. It's not human interest. It's straight out. You know, sometimes it's the budget. Sometimes it's crime. Whatever. It's usually what sits atop. And like I said, I was never a big news writer. And I had to, you know, I had a news writing class. That was, you know, because the basic concept is the same. But the outcome and how people feel when it's done are not, or is not, excuse me. So where and how does Purpose Talk Radio come in all this? Where does positive news media come into all this, which are branches of this? You know, Purpose Talk Radio, as people find their purpose, as I too have been able to find my purpose in life. And it changes. It does change over time. Some people have the same career their whole life, and that's amazing. I think it's said now that people have 7 different careers in their lifetime, typically. That's a lot. You know, and sometimes it's within the same company, you know, because people move up and they do different things. But a lot of times it's a totally different company, a totally different type of job, you know. And there's advancement, and that's not the same thing necessarily, but some, I don't know how they're counting those. And then in other things, you know, so like I said, that's where the Purpose Talk Radio came from. But I needed more to be able to still fulfill my call to be in journalism on some level. I needed to change what the world to me was turning journalism into, or the news medias were turning into. So I think we're at 6 years think last year was 5. This is 6 years ago. I found it recently. In March for what was called Make Your Own Holiday Day. It's the middle of March. You can look it up if you wish. It, you know, and anybody's able to do this. If you don't, if you have always thought, man, I wish we had a holiday for, go ahead and create it. Why not? See what happens with it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of what happened with Positive News Media. I said in March, I always wanted there to be a positive news day where the news media didn't give us a bunch of negative stuff and they only focused on positive news. I knew that was going to be a stretch. I really knew it was going to be a stretch. And, you know, and to get all news and media outlets in the world on the same page on the same day, that was really a stretch. And it still is. It's not there. It's nowhere near there. However, I have had responses from news media outlets around the world. And not as a result necessarily of positive news media, but as a result of people seeing things like positive news media and expressing to media outlets around the world that they want things that are more positive, that are more uplifting. There are more positive outlets around the world. There are positive news magazines that are all that are all positive news. There's one in the UK. There's one in the United States. And, you know, it can be as simple as someone stopping their car and helping someone cross the street to someone seeing a car fire and somehow getting an adrenaline rush and being able to get someone out of that burning car to helping someone who has fallen during a race, even though they're the competition. There's a whole lot of that out there. I'd love to invite you to call in if you've ever read or listened to a positive news story that you'd like to share. You can do that again at 347-205-9074. I should be able to see you on the board. You can try to press the number 1 so I know you want to speak. If you don't get through, the lines did show up earlier, but apparently the number 1 was not working. Or you can put the information in the chat room. Or you can send a quick email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you're able to get in. But we'd prefer that you Skype or call in to be able to share it on the air with us. You know, and that allowed for people to, the positive news in general around the world has allowed for people to have some better energy. So what does that really mean? When you hear the difference, when you experience the difference between your general news, I'm not even going to call it negative. I'm just going to say general news, traditional news. There we go, traditional news and positive news. I actually learned this in a class this year, you know, that a lot of us are short of dopamine and serotonin in our brains because of things that are happening in the world, because of the environment we're experiencing, because of, you know, learning disabilities, intellectual disabilities, mental health issues, the various, a lot of disorders, ADHD, autism, depression. A lot of these things either mean that they don't have enough dopamine and serotonin in their brain, or that the experience that they're going through is zapping that. And so a lot of medications go out there to rebuild those chemicals in the brain. But it's also been proven that if people laugh more, if they find fun things to do and smile and enjoying, that there is a natural release of more dopamine in your body and in your brain and more serotonin. And people sleep better when that's in balance. And they feel better. And they have less illnesses. And all of that is associated with positive feelings and positive experiences. So that is really the crux of why this all has started and was experienced through time. And it's why I felt it important to have these positive experiences in our world. So I'm going to play a song for you that is positive news.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Yes, we are the change. You know what? And we have a choice to be that change. You know, how that happens is one person at a time. Yeah, you can talk to your local media folks and let them know what you want and what you want to hear, read, see even on billboards and things. You get the choice with commercials. You get the choice with advertising. You know, if you don't like what you're seeing in your local media, don't support the advertisers. And the advertisers eventually will ask for something better also. Now, I don't want you to hurt. I want you to tell them what you want to see and what you want them to support their products. You know? And if you heard what's over here, we have a fly-in with the Thunderbirds this weekend. So they're out doing their practicing, and it sounds like a truck. And I don't know if it's heard over the air or not, but it sure is loud over here when they come through. It's a great sound because, you know, there were a couple years where they couldn't perform either because the cloud ceiling was too low around here, and or they lost a few of the crew members. And so it meant that they couldn't perform. But it is good to hear that sound again in the Milwaukee area. So when we look at some of this stuff, you know, what do I consider positive news, huh? Is probably maybe what you're asking. I don't know. I'd like to share a couple of stories with you, if they will pop up here. By the way, I kind of lost my phone connection for a little bit before the song started. It was kind of like, I guess, perfect timing, because when it disconnected, I got the song to go. So that was kind of interesting on the timing and how that worked out. So a couple of things. One, some of the things on the Positive News Media page of Facebook. One of the things I recently shared is about a book bus, which is a library, a traveling library for a community where, you know, some of the folks are pretty far out. And it's kind of hard for them to get to the library. To make sure that these kids, especially in the summer, are reading. You know, they don't want, kids should be out playing, of course, you know, where it's safe, when it's safe. And some families are concerned about that, you know, where their kids are and out on the streets and all that kind of stuff. When things are going on out in the neighborhood. But you know what else? You've got some elderly folks that don't get out very much. And they love reading when they can. And some of them are able to get, like, books on tape or electronic books and things like that through their computer or their library or their family members. But some others aren't necessarily as fortunate for that. So here's, I'm going to read a story that is on a magazine called roadtrippers.com. And it was actually just published. And it's called The Book Bus, an independent bookstore on wheels brings the joy of reading to those who need it the most. So 2 years ago, Melanie Moore looked out her kitchen window and saw a 1962 Volkswagen Transporter. The vehicle had been sitting in her driveway for years, but she suddenly saw it in a new light. She was in the middle of reading Christopher Morley's 1917 novel. Parnassus on Wheels. You know what? I may have slaughtered that, and I apologize. And it was a story of a fictional horse-drawn bookseller. And she was newly retired as a school teacher, and she'd been a teacher for 25 years. So I'm going to just kind of summarize this at this point. And, you know, she really wanted at some point in her life to open her own bookstore, but it's pretty costly to have a brick-and-mortar store. And she was actually thinking of doing that at the time. She almost signed the lease on it. And yet, she looked out at this Volkswagen and got this brilliant idea that she could turn it into a traveling bookstore. And it's funny because this particular van already had its own bookshelves in it. So she was able to just like create this. I apologize. Actually, it was in the book that he was talking about this. You know, the horse-drawn bookstore was just like this. And so what happened is she looked at the van and said, hey, I could do that with that van. And, you know, it took another year or so before she could really do that and set out with it. But she was able to create this bookstore on wheels. You know, and some days she can't go out because if it's raining, it just isn't going to work, obviously. Because, you know, rain books just don't work together. You know, sometimes she'll stop by a local coffee shop. She'll stop by the community centers. There's a couple of businesses that invite her to come in and offer books and things. And, you know, various ways to have books for the children and for older folks and all of that. And it's great that she can do that. And she's fulfilling her dream, both of having a bookstore, and she's able to be retired and do what she wants and loves. And she gets to set her own schedule because she said that her husband's a traveling businessman quite a bit. So when he's gone, she can just pick up her books and go off and, you know, isn't sitting home waiting for him. And then when he's home, she gets to be with him. So it works really well for all of them, you know. And then she can be off on holidays and spend time with her family and all of that. She also can take the trip, the bookstore on trips, and, you know, and they can hang out at various other locations. And the bookstore can travel with them, and, you know, she'll kind of put it on Facebook and say, this is where I'm going to be, and actually that's on Instagram and Facebook. And so, you know, things are come to her by donations to some extent and some that she's able to purchase. And it was a pretty cool story when I read it. That was a really cool story. I thought it was fun. Now, you know, I grew up reading, maybe that has something to do with it. But it was really cool. Having the opportunity for books. I loved knowing that almost any time, anywhere, I had a book in my hand. My family wasn't a fan of it, but hey, I sure was. Books allowed me to go places that I couldn't go otherwise. They allowed me to, you know, be a pilot. They allowed me to be, I couldn't be a police officer because of my eyesight, but you know what, I could read mystery novels, and I could go along and try to figure out what the in the story and try to be this detective. You know, all of these were opportunities for me through books, and I guess that's why I love books so much. You know, there's another story that was posted recently that talked about a woman and her aunt. For some reason, and not, we're not going to discuss why, but apparently the 12-day-old baby started choking on formula or something. And so they got in the car and they were heading to the hospital. And a police officer, of course, stopped them because they were speeding. And they said what was going on and that the baby was just, you know, not breathing next to them, barely breathing. So the officer, you know, went around the other side, took the baby, and got the baby breathing again. You know, it would have been a very sad story to have to report about a 12-day-old baby passing. And here it turned out to be a great story because Berkeley County Sheriff's Office snapped to get the baby to breathe again till the EMS team arrived. And sorry, it was very emotional, even as I read it and watched this guy, you know, come on, baby, you can breathe, baby, come on, come on, you know, and checking and making sure there was nothing in its throat very carefully and just tapping it and getting it to breathe again. You know, and the mom's calling everybody going, you know, come to the hospital, meet me at the hospital, figuring that, you know, they were taking their baby to the hospital. And they did ultimately, of course, because they had, to be checked out and made sure everything else was okay. But, you know, the officer didn't say, all right, just follow me and we'll get to the hospital. He stopped and he did, you know, a bit of resuscitation. And it didn't look like a standard CPR, but I don't need CPR. So I couldn't tell you, but it worked to get the baby breathing again. You know, there's lots of stories about people stopping to let animals go across the streets instead of, you know, trying to duck around them or run them over or, you know, that, which I've seen people do, unfortunately. You know, how many of you have seen stories like that where they've, you know, stopped to help the ducks across the street, let the ducks go across the street? When I was in college in Whitewater, we actually had a duck crossing sign. And the city had an ordinance that if the ducks were crossing, they had the right of way. And you better not try to go past them. And you definitely better not try to scare them. You needed to let them go and let them be and get across. And we weren't, I mean, we were not too far from the lake, but we were pretty far for that. But the ducks had the right of way. And, you know, and there's a lot of way. I've seen friends get out of cars to and move, pick up the turtle and move the turtle. So it didn't get run over. You know, we look at how strangers, a story, a friend of mine today said she stopped by. She didn't have to work today. She's off for medical reasons from one of her jobs, but she had to go check in on her other one. And because that one, she can sit down. And, you know, she will stop by to get her breakfast and her beverage. And as she pulled up, it turned out that the person in front of her had paid for her beverage. You know, and she was able to pay it forward and pay for the person's. And I don't know, you know, I wonder how far in the line that went. Somehow bet it was pretty cool. That are out there, you know, regarding positivity and positiveness. Joyce Meyer, who's a fairly well-known speaker, especially in the Christian world and motivational speaking, has a quote that says, "A positive attitude gives you power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having power over you." And by seeing and hearing these kinds of messages, quote, in the world. Are able to, as I said, we are able to. General. There's one really cool story that I think it was probably in the last year. And I saw it a couple of times somewhere, but sometimes people think that older people and teenagers just don't. You know, they love their grandparents. They don't have time necessarily to visit. And it might be stereotypical, but, you know, it is the case. You know, they're busy in their own lives. They have they go to, you know, and usually grandparents are not even in the city, so it's hard to visit. You know, the teens have jobs, and it's harder to get off if the family goes to visit grandparents, except on maybe some holidays. But a lot of times teens have to work the holidays because they're, you know, low man on the totem pole, you know, or whatever, you know, the other people get off for various reasons, and they're the ones who have to work. So a lot of times, you know, there's not that connection to older folks anymore. But there was a really cool story that I absolutely loved. And it was about an 88-year-old woman who would sit on her porch every morning, and she'd wave at the students as they went by and smile at them. And sometimes it would be, have a good day. You know, sometimes it would be, you know, just basically she'd make sure that the kids had a good time. And she did this for 12 years. You know, and at first the kids, like, didn't, you know, react. And, you know, but she kept doing it. And even when it's cold out, she'd wave from her window. She'd sit there and she'd wave out of the window. And what happened, you know, over time is that the kids would really wave back. And they would have a great time. And, you know, the days that maybe the woman wasn't really there, the kids would just wave anyway, you know, even if they couldn't see her through the window. And it came a time when, you know, the woman was no longer going to be able to stay in her own home. She needed to go to an assisted, a senior living center. And, you know, and sometimes the woman would, like, blow kisses to him or whatever and kind of thing. So when it came time that, you know, she had to move, you know, everybody in town knew about it. And the kids heard about it. And they decided that there was no way that she could go without them having her, sending her off, with saying her, have a great day, and thanking her for being so polite and wonderful with them over those many years. And it was just very touching and emotional. And I loved reading that story. And like I said, I think it was one of my favorite of the year. And I don't know why particularly. It was just a nice, feel-good story. You know, and that kind of came through a positive site called The Uplift. And they've got lots of things on their site just to uplift your day. So I invite you to, you know, if you want some of that stuff, go on that site and see some of the wonderful things that are there. You know, there's a little girl that creates teddy bears to disguise IV for kids that are, for real young kids that have to deal with IV for whatever reason, whether at home or in the hospital. And the teddy bears cover up the IV equipment. You know, and there's something to smile at these kids so that the equipment doesn't look quite so scary. You know, and it doesn't cover the bag completely. You know, it's still accessible to the medical staff. But it just, you know, it helps. You know, this kid's only 12 years old. And she has autoimmune system herself, diagnosis herself. And so she knows what it was like to have the IVs and to look at that and just have that scary stuff there. And still requires treatment. And that's why she created that. It was out of her own trauma, shall I say, of getting the IVs. So I encourage all of you, too, to see what kinds of things, you know, you're experiencing and where maybe you can make the world a little bit better. You know, if you've got your experiences, I'd love for you to send them to us at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. You can go over to the Purpose Talk Radio, the Positive News Media page, and post them there for us. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of ways to share them. Share them on your own Facebook, Instagram, Twitter pages. You might be surprised how the likes and the loves and the stuff changes. And as you're doing it, I bet you'll find yourself smiling just a little bit more as well. So I think that's pretty much what I've got for today, unless anybody's got anything they wish to add. Again, 347-205-9074 is the number. And so as we, you know, end this day in on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, oh, I realized I did not post it for today. We generally put a post up that is allows you to comment on the show. So if you share this with anybody else, please do send them the link and invite them to participate in conversations at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. If you listen to it again or have any comments or, again, stories to share, feel free to put them in there under the for today's show. And so I like to leave people with affirmations and things of positivity that you can share and think about over the week. And as I do that, I think today's affirmation is going to be, let's see. I am changing the world. Outlook by sharing positive news and experiences. I am changing the world outlook by sharing positive news and experiences is the affirmation for this week. And again, if you know of anyone who would like to be a guest on the show, if you yourself would like to be or have things to share, please send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com. and join us here. Keep a look out for the notifications, either on the Facebook page or the Blog Talk Radio site or PurposeTalkRadio.com. And we'll let you know when we'll broadcast again. I suspect in fall we may start a regular schedule again, but I'm not totally sure. You know, we may go to a once-a-month format or something and try something a little different. But if you've got some feedback on that, let me know. And again, I'd like to share with you the positive news song. I'll give you a little bit different one. It's just slightly different than the other one. And also end up with the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio, of I Am Who I Am. Both are True Trinity songs. And you can get a copy of this song just by sending an email to me, the positive news song, if you'd like it, that is being shared with anyone who wants it, or find it on positivenewsmedia.org as a there's a video with it too if you'd like to see that. So until next week or next time we broadcast, I wish you all soul blessings, and I thank you for sharing your day with us.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.